Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Dale with us from Edify Multimedia Group. Hey, Dale, welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you. Hello to everybody.
So why don't we start at the beginning? Tell us a little bit about Edify Multimedia Group.
Sure. Okay. Well, Edify was started back in 2011 by Eric Frank, Dave Mackey, and myself. And since then, we've been producing, you know, all kinds of videos for in the corporate world. We don't do events for, you know, weddings and things like that. We do corporate video. But we're a full-service video production company, and we're based in Nashua, New Hampshire.
So tell us a little bit more about the types of video production that you do then.
Sure. Well, if it's video, we do it, basically. We do a lot of corporate messaging. We do some TV spots. Some of them you may have seen, you know, on the Boston radio stations or even Manchester radio stations. And we also do a lot of webcasts and webinars.
I think that's important because it's funny, when we met, I jokingly said to you, no one likes video more than I do. Because I can
right.
see the power in it. You know, a lot of my friends are really great writers, and God bless them. You know, but I find most people aren't going to take the time to read 3 or 4 paragraphs. But if
right.
they see
right.
your video, and, you know, and it's professionally well done, you know, it's such a strong message. I mean, obviously, I'm preaching to the choir here, right?
Sure. I mean, I actually just read a statistic this morning that said that viewers actually retain 95% of what they see in a video compared to 10% when they actually read it in text form, which kind of blew me away. So, yeah.
I mean, like you said, I've seen the impact it's had on my business by sharing videos. You know, they get reshared. Just this morning, I had 3 people reach out to me after watching a video. It is just such a powerful tool. And something that, like you said, can really help grow your business. So
Absolutely.
Are you seeing more and more people catching on to this? I still have a couple people like, video. I got to be on it, huh? I'm like, well, that would be helpful. You're the business owner. You should be in your own video, Dale. So are you still
right,
finding
right.
some people being maybe a little shy about it?
Well, for those people, and yes, they don't like, not everybody likes to be on video, but actually we do a lot of testimonial videos where they might have, you know, customers or clients come on and say all these nice words about them. And, you know, that's a very powerful tool in a marketing aspect. So
I agree with you 100% about that, because I joke when I meet you, I'm like, hey, I run a couple really great networking groups. But when you're hearing it
yep.
from people you already have a relationship with, saying, hey, there's Kevin in the video. I can ask Kevin about Dale. Super powerful.
Yep.
You must see that, right?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, yes.
So
yeah.
Now how many people work over at Edify with you guys?
Right now we're kind of on the small side. We have 4 full-time employees. They're producers and editors. We also have an office manager and what we count on is our freelance talent, and we have freelancers that can do anything, and we pick the right people for the right job, and that's how we staff.
So now, Jill, one of the challenges you must get, actually, I think that I would see 2 challenges, is some people saying, well, but will video work for my business? How do you answer that question?
Video will work for any business. I mean, you know, even... Like I said, the testimonials are a great way to advertise your business. Social media, of course. You know, you can sharing of a video is some number. It's like 1,200% higher than sharing of graphics and text. So it's a powerful way to market your business. And then even if you're maybe you're a plumber or a car mechanic or something like that, and you're saying I don't really need that, you know, you can do little how-to videos about you know how to change your tire or something like that, and that. In itself is a marketing tool. So it can help any business.
The second challenge I think you would see is people have a potentially misconception over the cost. You know, like, oh, geez, I would love to have a video, but I just can't afford it. It's
yeah.
not really true nowadays, right? The cost to me is pretty affordable.
No. Oh, it's absolutely affordable. And, you know, it's just like anything, you get what you pay for. I mean, if you want to have an expensive video, we can certainly make an expensive video. But there are ways to do a really good-looking video inexpensively, but without sacrificing quality. And that's the important thing. But
Amen.
We can accommodate any budget. So.
All right, so Dale, tell me about something fun that you got to do. What's the coolest thing you've ever produced?
Okay. We actually just did a couple of weeks ago something for one of the hospitals in Nashua. It was a mock car crash, and it was staged at a school where the car crashed into the playground of a school. And we actually had first responders, you know, the police, fire, and EMS all show up and actually go through the entire exercise of what they would do if they came across this car crash. So that was really fun. We've also done, for the same hospital, we did some active shooter scenarios using the hospital as the set, which was also fun. But one of my favorite things was actually a webcast we did for the Boston University Symphony Orchestra. And that was done at Symphony Hall in Boston, which is why I loved it. It was just being in that building and that history of that building. It was just really fun to be there.
Webcasting is getting to be a really big thing, but not everyone knows about it. So tell us a little bit more about what webcasting is then.
Okay, well, webcasting is also known as live streaming, and it's web-based. It's basically a one-to-many broadcast, if you will, kind of like television, but with a smaller audience. And it's used quite a bit in corporate marketing, or actually not even just corporate marketing, but corporate communications, where, you know, we might come to a company and they want to do their quarterly all-hands meeting, and we'll do the webcast out of their cafeteria or out of a meeting room or whatever, and all of their employees are able to, you know, tune into that webcast and view it and get the information directly from the CEO or the president or whoever it may be giving the presentation. And it's been a great tool. You can also, you know, today you can do webcasts on Facebook or on YouTube using their players. So you don't even have to pay for bandwidth anymore. It's gotten very affordable and easy to do. And, you know, we've done, like I said, corporate messaging. We've done product launches, all that sort of stuff. Yep.
Now, how is a webcast different than a webinar, or are they the same thing?
They're not exactly the same thing, and there's a lot of confusion between the two. Webcasts are, like I said, they're typically a one-to-many broadcast, whereas a webinar is basically for a smaller audience where there might be a little more interactivity, where, you know, the viewer is also maybe going to do some screen sharing or ask questions or things like that, which is a little bit harder in a webcast, not impossible, but harder. Webcasts are made for bigger audiences. Yeah.
When I see that, I think that's just a smart idea. I still find a lot of companies, you know, they want to have that annual meeting and they're having people travel to one location. But I'm like, okay, you know, for the cost of the travel, when you could webcast, it just makes so much sense for a business. Not have people out of the office, you know, maybe traveling to a whole different state or something. I'm like, why the heck aren't you guys doing this? Makes perfect sense, right?
Yep, and companies are certainly picking up on that and realizing, yes, we can save a ton of money. I mean, if you figure it costs, you know, what, $1,000 a head to fly someone across country and put them up and feed them and everything, that, yeah, they can do the webcast for a lot cheaper. So, yep.
So now, let's talk a little bit about the geography that you cover and where your clients are. How far can you go?
Okay. Oh, we go everywhere. we cover the entire globe. As a matter of fact, in the past month, we've had crews in, Baltimore. We've been in Salt Lake City. We had a crew in Mexico. We had a crew in Chicago. Tomorrow, we have a crew leaving for North Carolina to do some video production down there. So we go everywhere. We go to New York a lot. I also go to Orlando a lot for some reason, which I don't mind, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, that sounds pretty appealing, actually. So how do you find these clients across the country then, my friend?
Well, honestly, primarily it's word of mouth. I mean, we've got a great reputation. Each of us, Eric, Dave, and myself, we've each been in this business for, you know, 30 years. So we have a good base of clients, and as people move around, they certainly take us with them. But we also do our own little video campaigns, like on LinkedIn or on YouTube. We have a lot of videos. And, of course, the videos that we have on our YouTube page and on our homepage of our website, they all count towards SEO marketing. So if people are doing just a Google search for production companies, we pop up very high in the listings. So
Dale, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more? How can they see these videos?
Well, our website is edifymultimedia.com, and we have a portfolio page on that website. Or if they're on YouTube, just search for Edify Multimedia. You'll see, oh my God, there's probably 100 videos on that on the YouTube page right now. And we certainly welcome anyone to watch them and, you know, comment on them and give us a call and see what we can do for you.
Dale, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being here.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.